This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare.
Such a privilege and a pleasure today to have this young lady on the phone with me, longtime friend, actually, Felicia Bowman. Felicia, welcome to the Q&A with Koloff.
Hi, Nikita.
Great to have you with us today. And hey, let's take a minute, Felicia, for our listeners out there. You and I and your wonderful husband, Edward, go way, way, way back. I think, and you'll probably remember, because it seems like women have better memories than men for some reason. But you'll probably remember more details than I do. But I think a youth camp is where we first met. And I don't remember, like, did you reach out? Do you remember the details? And of course, we're talking 20 plus years, I think, now, right?
Yes. Actually, I took a group of our youth to listen to you speak at a church in Lincolnton.
Okay.
And afterward, I came home and I was like, you really need to get him for camp. And then I think he came to camp either that year or the following year. And we've all developed a bond and a friendship that's lasted 20 plus years.
That's something, yeah, at least 20 plus for sure. And I do remember too, so... I don't remember that specific name. Of course, you're referring to Lincolnton, North Carolina, because we get listeners of this show from all over the world. And then I remember, I think that it was like the first year for your camp, and I think South Mountain. Does that sound right? Is it South Mountain?
It was South Mountain Christian in Bostic, North Carolina.
Okay, and I think I just did. I think that first year, I think just one night, like you brought me in for a special to close out your youth camp or something, if I remember. God just showed up and moved in such a wonderful way. And then eventually, I remember I did like a whole week, and then even 2 weeks for like your high school and your middle school. And it, as you said, the relationship, the friendship just really just grew from there with all of us, right? So.
That's right.
And of course, since that time, I mean, and many, many other camps that we've done together and other types of ministries and things that we've done. Of course, we're going to have I'm going to have your husband on a separate Q&A show here, and we'll him and I will reminisce about some of the past things that we've done. But one of the special things for me is how over the years you and I have very celebrate our birthdays. So they're only just a few days apart, but we have been pretty consistent to meet up annually at some point there, you and I and your husband, and celebrate our birthdays together. That's always been fun.
That has been fun, and I'm an only child. So you have become like that adopted brother that I never had.
Oh, man, you're going to make me cry, Felicia. that's awesome. Yeah, and it is. In fact, Ed has said on more than one occasion, probably to you, but certainly to me, or when the three of us are together, you guys are like brothers. You arguing like brothers and sisters, or you you jousted each other like brothers and sisters, or whatever. You know, so no, it's been fun, and so it's interesting. So you're an only child, and then you guys have one child.
We do only one. Our daughter Lauren.
Yeah, Miss Lauren. Yeah. And then you have some grandchildren as well.
We do. We have three.
Mm-hmm.
We have Cash, Taylan, and Boone.
So
a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 4-year-old.
It's good ages. And so how has been, just real quick, how has it been the difference between raising your own child versus having grandchildren? Can you give a brief description of that?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff, and I am here with a huge announcement, like big announcement. Man Up Men's Conference, Morningstar Ministries, Fort Mill, South Carolina, August 25th to the 27th. You're thinking that's a ways away. No, not too soon to sign up. What a lineup of speakers we have. The Benham brothers, David and Jason Benham. All-star, NBA All-star Al Wood is speaking. World Wrestling Champion, the Total Package Lex Luger. Chris Reed, Rick Joyner. Delta Force Commander, General, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired. Yours truly, Nikita Koloff, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton. Register today. It is live. M-Star Events, mstarevents.com/manup. Go get registered today. You will not want to miss this event. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Well, you know, with your own children, you're always a little, I guess, more on edge and not as relaxed because you've got schedules and stuff to do and you've got to get them here, you've got them there, you've got your duties that you have to do as far as, you know, household. But with grandchildren, you don't worry about any of that. As my husband, always said it best, if you could only have them first.
Bypass the headaches of raising children and just go and spoil the grandchildren, right?
Exactly.
And but you guys have done a wonder. Of course, I've known Lauren for many, many years. You guys have done a wonderful job raising her, and I know you are amazing grandparents and been around you and around the grandkids. And
she's been blessed to have you as her godfather. She has, you've really made an impact in her life.
Well, it's been mutual. The friendship and the relationship that we all of us have had over the years has been very special, very, very special. So just can't thank you guys enough. And you're out in the marketplace too. Let me just say this for our listeners as well. You are, so it's interesting. You work out in the marketplace, but on the side, we'll call, I guess the terminology today's world is called a side hustle. you had started your own photography business, which, by the way, and I'm not just saying this because you're my friend, you're like one of the best of the best of the best, like Felicia Bowman Photography. You've done some things for me, for like my website and promotional stuff, photo shoots, etc. But tell our listeners like what all you do with your photography. You know, like I know you do weddings, but what all you do with your business there?
Just about anything.
Okay.
I've done commercial work. I've done weddings, family photography, sports photography. Probably two of my favorites right now are sports pictures, like the little pictures they get when they do their sports events for like Little League,
yeah,
or Optimist. I do a lot of the photoshopped cool backgrounds, so that's one of my favorites right now, along with themed photography. Like, yep. I like to create a scene.
Yep.
For the kids, and they come in and it's like a little 20-minute session and they get to maybe interact in that particular scene. an example, we do have, an Easter session where I bring in a lamb and they get to interact with the lamb, and then several other props set up. So they stay pretty busy, and it's really great for younger children.
Well, and anyone who's seen, they can find your work. You have a website.
I do.
What's your website?
FeliciaBowmanPhotography.com.
FeliciaBowmanPhotography.com, and that's BOWMAN, Bowman.
That is correct.
Yep, FeliciaBowmanPhotography.com. Of course, they can follow your work on social media as well. I know I follow you on Instagram, and so they can catch you there. Can they link to your social media from your website?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you if anyone can figure that out, you can, because you've been instrumental in even helping. In fact, you helped design my latest website. You put that together for me. So not only are you the best of the best when it comes to photography, when it comes to technology, you have been instrumental in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries and been such a blessing to the ministry. And so I just want to thank you for that as well. So.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor to be able to do it.
Well, so we're going to get to your questions here now in just a moment, but let me one last plug for the photography. If you're looking, of course, she's in Cherryville, North Carolina is where she's based, but Felicia travels around. She's actually traveled out of state to do shoots, but if you're looking for someone, whether it's a wedding or, as she said, anything else, I mean, do look her up, FeliciaBowmanPhotography.com, and you would be blessed with her work. And so, all right, Felicia, let's flip the table here. You know, I'm asking a lot of questions, but this is Q&A with Koloff, where you get to ask questions. I have no clue or idea what you're going to ask. So go ahead. I'm hesitant to give you the mic, but no, go ahead and ask your first question, Felicia.
Well, I thought you might be hesitant, but I did try to really think these through and try to ask some questions that I really didn't know.
Okay.
So my first one is, you seem to have made an appearance as a masked man known as Mr. Wrestling. What was that about?
Mr. Wrestling number 4, more specifically. Number 4. That's right. So it was the day. So there was a short season where I actually lived in Nashville, in the Nashville, Tennessee area. And Jeff Jarrett was launching a brand new wrestling organization at the time called TNA, now called Impact. I believe they call it Impact. And he was just launching that. And he was based in Nashville. I'm living in Nashville. He knew I was there. And I just want to kind of, in a sense, if you say, do him a favor, I appeared on 4 of their episodes, and just to have some fun. And in this particular show that you're referring to, they put me in this whole white costume, outfit, including the mask. And, you know, there was legendary Mr. Wrestling 1 and 2. And so I'm Mr. Wrestling number 4, and it was, we're doing a deal with my old super power partner, Dusty Road, the Tower Power Too Sweet to Be Thower, if you will. And, you know, I was going to do something to against him in this particular case, as a masked man, and eventually unmasked, and everyone was shocked that under the mask was the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff. And so, you know, just to boost some ratings for them. And at that time, they were doing a weekly pay-per-views, like every Wednesday night there from the fairgrounds in Nashville. And Jeff actually tried to talk me into putting the tights back on. And I'm like, Jeff, I'm retired. And he's like, no, you could just, we'll put you in a 6-man. You could stand on the corner and not even get in the ring. I'm like, are you kidding me? I look like an idiot. The Russian Nightmare just standing on, not even getting in the ring. No, Jeff. No, I am retired, but thank you. I'll keep supporting you in other ways like this. Eventually, Dusty and I, you know, you might say kissed and made up over a belt that he was battling for. And so that was fun in helping support. But most important, let me just say this lastly. Most important to me was I would host a Bible study, a 15-minute Bible study before every live pay-per-view, whoever wanted to come. I made all of the wrestlers and management and everybody aware that I was doing this. And I typically have 8, 10, 12 guys. AJ Styles, WWE fame now, was there every single time I did one. He's a Christ follower. Terry Taylor would frequent the Bible study, as well as a number of the other guys would jump on in. So that was the huge blessing for me and the real motivation for why I really wanted to be there, as well as help Jeff launch TNA. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the story behind the mask.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I'm Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I had never heard that one before, so it's interesting to find out.
Yes. Yep. So, all right, next question.
Okay, so this is another one that I did not know and was just curious. So you did during your wrestling days, you did a TV commercial for Food Lion?
I did.
How does Food Lion relate to wrestling?
So we actually shot, I'll tell you why I'll never forget this. We did it in the Winthrop Coliseum in Rock Hill. So that's where we shot it, which we had done many TV tapings there and many just what they called house shows back then in the Winthrop Coliseum, a great little arena and very responsive fans. And so I had become, of course, you know, back to Dusty, I'd come to his aid, as many people know the story, in the cage in Charlotte, and turned from bad guy to good guy. So now I'm a good guy. I'm a fan favorite. And some of the other guys were doing some commercials, Rock and Roll Express, Ricky and Robert, and it was at a time they were doing promotional cups for some of the convenience stores, and we were trying to get out there and into the marketplace and do other things. And so lo and behold, they wanted the Russian Nightmare to do this commercial for Food Lion, and the setting was in an arena, like they were actually at a wrestling match. And Tom Smith, the president at the time, here's why I'll never forget it. I got my part down like in the first nanosecond. He had like three lines to deliver, and it took like 50 takes for him to nail three lines. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now, here's the worst part. Anyone who ever saw that commercial, I have a copy of this somewhere, but anyone who ever saw that, I would come like flying into this scene as he's talking about promoting Food Lion and their commercial, you know, their promotions and specials and all that. Well, they're plastic seats, so it's not like I'm landing, you know, on a padded chair. I mean, it was and I'm not exaggerating that, 50 takes. By the time we were done, my side was bruised. I mean, my side was hurting, and he finally nailed his lines. And the fun part I remember too is there was a little girl like sitting there, so it was supposed to appear like I was getting tossed out of the ring into the crowd. That was what we were projecting, and I start growling like at him, and then the little girl says something to me, and then I go from a growl, because I'm a good guy now, to like a little smile, you know, at her. and so anyway, so yeah, it was historical for me, but man, I'm like, dude, nail your lines, you know, you're gonna kill me here. So, but yeah, that was the Food Lion commercial. Pretty fun. It was fun. Overall, it was a fun experience.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yep. So that's the Food Lion story. Good questions. So what else do you have another one for me?
I have a lot, but let's skip over to okay. Ministry.
Okay.
So when I was doing your website on your description for your man camps,
yep,
you said that you've had a real heart for men since 2006.
Yes.
So Was there something that brought that about?
Yep.
That particular year?
Yep. Absolutely. It's a marker moment. You might say, as I look back and I say in one of my books, I talk about defining moments. Might have been the very first one I wrote. I can't remember, which I got to rewrite and get back into circulation, Breaking the Chains. There's still a few of those floating out there. But yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as many know the story, I gave my life to Christ in 1993, 17 October, and I'm on this journey of pursuing this deeper and deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus. And I'm doing ministry in 2005 out in Borger, Texas, the home of Stan the Lariat Hansen. And the pastor hands me this brochure on this ministry called Fellowship of the Sword. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I feel I'm supposed to give this to you. And he tells me a little bit about it. And I went back to my hotel room that night, tried to go online and look up some things, and just felt prompted of the Lord that I was supposed to do one of those events. And I looked at my schedule. Of course, you know my calendar. In fact, you're on the board of directors of Koloff for Christ Ministries as well. Thank you as well for that. And so I feel prompted of the Lord to do one. And I look, and there's no way I can do one in 2005. My schedule, a lot of time, my calendar is full 4, 5, 6 months in advance. So I just kind of forget about it, and then I'm in Uganda, Africa, doing ministry in October of 2005, and we just finished up a whole bunch of school assemblies. I'm in the hotel room having some Jesus time. He goes, "Hey," he has a little conversation with me. He goes, "Hey, yeah, remember that? You know that event? You know that quest thing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, Lord." And he's like, "So like, when are you gonna actually do one of those?" I'm like, "Oh," I go, "I tell you what, well, as soon as I get home, I'll sign up for the first one available." Well. So I get back home from Africa, and I look, and you know, I can't do it in January, can't do it in February, and I look at their March one, and actually the day it starts is on my birthday, on my 47th birthday. I'm like, oh, that'd be pretty cool. And so I feel prompted to do it. I sign up for it. I actually reach out to your husband, and I say, hey, man, God's put this on my heart. Would you pray about this? Maybe go do this with me or whatever, and I don't know, maybe a few days later, however time it was. Anyway, he says, yeah, he goes, I'll do it with you. So him and I jump on a plane. We fly to Texas to a town we get on a bus with a bunch of people we don't know, and we drive 6 hours south. Your husband thought we were being hijacked into Mexico and going to be sold off, but because they confiscated our phones when we got on the bus. And we're like, ooh, what do we get ourselves? He looked at me and goes, what did you get me into? I'm like, oh, well, I'm not sure. I guess we'll find out. Anyway, all that said, part of my testimony for that is, which I later came back and stood on the platform of my own church. My pastor gave me 5 minutes to share some of my story. I told 1,000 people, I said this, I said, for 46 years, I was a male. And for the first time in my life, I stepped into manhood the way God defines it. And there was a biblical teaching on that event that really opened my eyes, and just the whole event as itself impacted my life, to where I went back and actually served for 12 years, did I think 60 plus of those events. And then eventually the Lord released me a number of years ago and to launch what is now known as Man Camp. But that was a pivotal event. March of 2006 changed my life, and God wrecked me in a whole really good way, and just took my relationship so much deeper and to where I have today, as you said, just a real heart for men, seeing men set free, seeing men healed, seeing men whole, seeing marriages restored, seeing relationships with sons and daughters reconciled. And I'm seeing all of that. So I'm grateful for that ministry and what it did for me in my life.
Well, I do remember the day that you two came back from that and what an impact it did have in your lives.
Yeah, give a woman's perspective on that. So you're a wife, your husband goes to that event, and just do you have like a quick example of what you experienced as a wife for your husband doing that?
Well, I've always been blessed with a good godly husband.
Yep.
You know, he tried to do everything by biblical standards, but, you know, as far as a wife, when he came back, he was more interested in trying to make sure that my needs were met as far as you know, whether it was emotional or physical, or he was always like very helpful before.
Yep.
But probably more so after.
So it took his yours and his relationship. He took it to another level. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly.
And I'm sure it, in the level of intimacy and in every aspect, and it sounds like so. Yeah, and I know he's still, of course, like I said, I'll be talking with him, and we'll be talking more about that, because I know he's still involved with them. And for those listening out there, you know, whether it's this event we're referring to called Quest or Man Camp, or, you know, if you're a man out there, 18 years or older, by all means, you know, just check it out. In fact, the website Felicia's referring to is koloff.net, the latest one she helped set up for me. And so check that out. But man, if you're a guy out there, you're listening to Felicia's story and how that these types of events help impact a man's life, whether, and that's part of our goal, send them home to be just better equipped to be godly men, godly husbands, and godly fathers. So you experience that. That's amazing. That's awesome. So, well, do you want to squeeze one more in? We're almost out of time. I don't want to hold you too long, but you want to squeeze
sure.
one more in?
Now, this one's probably short and sweet. So lots of fans consider you their hero. If you could choose one superpower, what would it be?
Are you talking? You mean like the Captain America and all that kind of stuff?
It could be any kind of. I wouldn't think it would necessarily have to be like a superhero.
Okay,
but if you could have some kind of superpower, what would it be for you?
Man. I like the dude. Well, wait, if I go back old school, I like the show with Bill Bixby, you know, the Incredible Hulk, where he metamorphosizes into this incredible Green Hulk, right? And modern day vernaculars, and I don't even know his. They got the Marvel rock. I don't even know his name. What's his name? I'm not even sure, but you know what I'm talking about. He's like the strong man. He's like the strong man.
Yeah, the Fantastic Five. Fantastic
yes.
Four.
Yes, yes. And the guy is like made out of the rock, you know, or whatever, and super strong. I guess that he'd be my favorite.
So that would be your superpower? You'd like to be like super strong?
Super strong. That's right. To, you know, not leap over tall buildings, but be able to move tall buildings.
Okay.
Move this mountain, and you know, of course we can do it with the Lord's help, but maybe he'd let me do it without his help, you know. Move that mountain. So well, hey, you've asked some really, really great questions, and I can't thank you enough. I really appreciate it. And on a very serious note, I just so appreciate our friendship, and look forward to many more birthday celebrations in the future. So
me too.
Well, awesome. Well, once again, be sure to check out FeliciaBowmanPhotography.com. And if you're needing a photographer, and Felicia, thanks so much for being on Q&A with Koloff today.
Thank you.
All right. For all you listening out there, tune in again for another episode, Q&A with Koloff. Go to Koloff.net and submit your questions. Get a personal phone call from the Russian nightmare. Chateau Etat. God bless you.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
This is the Truth Network.